By the time I was pregnant a third time, I didn't feel as panicked. In part, it was because I knew all I would ever have in my life that mattered to me would be my children. The intimacy and tenderness I felt in caring for Arthur and Betty was boundless and unparalleled by anything I had ever felt in my life. Being pregnant, sick, and a second-grade teacher was not nearly as stressful as being pregnant, sick, and a college student. I spent much of the day running down the hall from my classroom to vomit in the bathroom. The other teachers worried about me and urged me to go home and rest, but I was committed to my second graders. As it had in the past, pregnancy seemed to make me more desirable to Merrill, although I was still so malnourished that I never looked very big. Even though it was supposed to be taboo in our culture, Merrill continued to have sex with me while I was pregnant. Now that I had children, they had become fair game for the other wives when they wanted to create conflict for me. Arthur was targeted as a toddler because he was very cute and looked a lot like Merrill. The other wives were threatened by this because they were afraid Arthur would be more favored than their own children. There wasn't a move Arthur could make without being chastised for being a bad baby. They'd insist Arthur was full of rebellion and condemn me for being a bad mother. The pressure was unrelenting. Any wife could discipline another woman's children. When a woman in the FLDS wanted to sabotage a rival wife, she'd attack her children by exaggerating or inventing bad behavior so they could be punished. One of the few ways I could protect my children was to please Merrill sexually. As long as I remained in Merrill's favor, the other women knew there was a good chance that he might side with me in any confrontation. So even though I never desired my husband, I trained myself to go through the motions that would satisfy him sexually. I knew if I quit having sex with him, the abuse toward my children would escalate. By May 1991, I was 2 months away from delivering my third child. The school year was ending, and every moment I wasn't teaching, I spent working in the garden with Arthur and Betty tagging along behind me. The garden was a peaceful place for me, a time of deep quietude and escape from the chaos of Merrill's household. Often I would work in the garden until early evening and watch the sinking sun paint the sky in flaming colors. Arthur was 3 and a half, and Betty nearly 2. They played happily beside me, digging in the dirt and helping me pull up weeds and plant. One night we came back in from gardening and Merrill and Barbara had arrived home unexpectedly from Paige. I always tried to avoid Merrill when he first came home because he was usually in a very bad mood. I grabbed Betty and Arthur and scooted them off to my room to give them a bath, get them ready for bed, and avoid any confrontation with Merrill. Once they were tucked away, I came upstairs to the kitchen and found Tammy and Kathleen deep in discussion. I got a glass of water and sat down. Tammy seemed angry and Kathleen very frustrated. I asked them what was going on. "We're both tired of Merrill and Barbara excluding us," Tammy said. I looked puzzled. "From what?" Tammy explained that as soon as Merrill and Barbara got home, they left again, and that Barbara was carrying the small suitcase she took to the clinic with her whenever she gave birth. At that time, Barbara, Kathleen, and I were all pregnant, and our 3 due dates were all a month apart. Barbara was due in May, Kathleen June, and I, July.